me.
Love Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, man. MySpace.com / DJ Absolute One.
I'm serving notice.
Easy. No.
Yeah. I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I cannot touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Yo, what up, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there, man? Crazy times, man, crazy times. Still on the road to SummerSlam. It's all blessed out here, man. J-A-M-S. Podcast hashtag, we can edit that out. I ain't editing shit out. My name's Bad Body P, Worldwide DJ Coalition, the host this afternoon or this evening or later on tonight, whenever it is that you're listening to this right now. They're on the BDSIR network. You can find us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do, people. Serial killer, it's been a while, man. What's good?
All good, mate, all good. Life is blessed. You know how it is with me, always good. Been away for a few weeks, I'm pretty busy, but all set and all chilled out for tonight's show. And ready to see all the different opinions and hear all the opinions we've got heading towards SummerSlam. We've got some really, really good stories building. In terms of build-up, I think this is going to be one of the best SummerSlams. Definitely the best build-up we've had for a big WWE pay-per-view for a while.
Yeah, I gotta agree that one, you know, still, I'm sold on quite a few storylines, you know, still. Quick question, Serial Killer, before I move on to the Altered Angle Award winner. Have you been catching up with the World of Sport on the UK thing on ITV?
I haven't, no. Raw and SmackDown, yes, but...
Not the World of Sport.
Me to keep up.
Okay, okay.
I will skip over that bit when you guys come to it. I'll leave you.
Yeah. I hear that, man. Yeah, you know how it goes, people, man. You know what I mean? The new segment drop off. That's why we're on at the earlier time of 3 p.m. UK time and 10 a.m. Eastern. You know what I mean? Because people have enough time to check out the World of Sporting on the ITV, you know what I mean? Featuring stars such as Grado and what's his name? Help me out, Joe, the dude that jumps all over the place. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Will Ospreay.
That's him, Will Ospreay, the man called, is it Eastern or Yeston? Because I've heard it on the actual show and they call him Eastern? Eastern Reese, Yeston Reese, what is it?
I actually checked with the man himself, and he said it's Yeston.
See, so it's them people that's making, so it's them people on World of Sport making the mistakes then. Ha!
By all accounts, he gets it a lot.
Yeston Reese, yes, the man called Yeston Reese. And some of the females them that start fight on there as well. I mean, did watch that, you know what I mean? So we're gonna talk about World of Sport in a minute. Later on we've got Raw and SmackDown, we've got the MVPs, the Biatch of the Week, and the Guest in the Chair Award. Oh, it's a big one this week, people. Flipping hell, man. Seriously, yo, some of you can't be wrestling fans, yo. Like, seriously. Some of you need to sort out your shit, but that's for later. Shadfather, will he be in the house? Don't know. Hopefully. Maybe not. Well, you'll know when Shadfather's music hits. That's all we have to say about that, man. Hey, yo, Joe, you want to start this World of Sport shit?
Have you seen Saturdays? Did you watch it?
Yes. I've been tuning in, Joe. That's two in a row. Two for two. I'm doing well.
I saw an improvement. I have to see where it's like it's warming up nicely.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with the women's match. Admittedly, the one who I wanted to win didn't win, but it's not a great disappointment. It was a very well-served victory, so... Yes, and that's me speaking very highly of women's wrestling. That's a new one.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I'm getting into it, and I just say it's going to get better over the coming weeks.
I got to agree with you right there, man. Contrary to what you just said, the girl who I wanted to win actually won. So I was happy about that. I was like, yay! He's like, I'm sorry, people. Me forget her name. It's something Ray or something like that. Oh, I can't remember her last name.
Jay Lee Ray,
yeah. The first one who come out, I was like, yeah, this is the one I'm backing, And then I remember Viper. I remember Viper from last year's Mae Young Classic. You know what I mean? So, like, to be honest, I thought she was going to win. You know what I mean?
I really wanted Viper. I've got loads of love for her. I think she's brilliant.
And then you had my girl, she come from New Zealand to come and compete in the World of Sport thing, so big ups to her as well. That was a great match, you know, I mean, the main event did that. That was cool, man. I liked how they kept Grado out of this shit this week. Well, last week, rather. So...
Yeah, I think Grado in small doses is okay.
Yeah, for real, man, for real. And then you got the champion Rampage, he defended his titles, all right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got, I think he's working out very good with Shaw Samuels as well. You can see that's going to be, like, the big heel stable.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? Rampage, he's a really good competitor, and he's just needed that opportunity to be, like, Bram said, not to be let out of his cage, and I think that's the best way to describe it.
Rampage, I'm finding it difficult to boo him. I have to say that much.
Well, likeable. He's actually a really nice guy, so...
Yeah.
I know he's got to be a character, but he's so likeable as a person as well that you've just got to love him.
Now, the dude that I don't like as much. Well, it's not his fault, obviously. It's his character. He's that Top of the Pops dude, man. You know the guy I'm talking, Joe. He comes out and he's got everyone raving their arms side to side like it's Top of the Pops and shit, man.
Joe Hendry.
That's him.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick you up, Joe, man.
He's really good at what he does, and he gets people behind him like nothing else.
Yeah. I've got to pick you up, Joe, because you're remembering the names a lot better than I am. You know what I mean? That's really good. I'm still trying to get familiar. There's only a few names that stuck in my head so far, like the Champion Rampage, obviously the Grado, and obviously Stu Bennett, Wade Barrett, whatever he wants to call himself. You know what I mean? A man, I stand up there.
When it comes to the British wrestling, though, I mean, I've followed some of these guys' careers for years. So I've always been like a big one for the British wrestling. So to see these guys getting such a great opportunity is brilliant for the likes of us that do really follow the British wrestling. It's a really good moment for them. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. I know it's obviously produced differently to how it used to see in the WWE and all that, man. I know it's to entice viewers to tune in next week, but somebody's getting their ass whooped and heading in the stretcher on this week's show, man. I'm like, it's getting kind of violent. No,
I'm really looking forward. It's something I do look forward to, like make a cup of tea and everything. I'll pull on the kids up now. Who wants to watch the wrestling? And it was awful last week, so I had the dog jumping all over, getting good hype and everything, but he's going home soon, so means this Saturday I'm watching it in peace.
Ah, that's good, man. Yeah, man, the World of Sport Wrestling, man. People, you want to check it out. If you're not, check it out already. You see what I'm saying? It comes out. Man, if I've discovered, yeah, it actually repeats the following day, you know, Joe.
Yeah, it's got a few repeats, and can you also watch it on the ITV player?
I believe you can.
Yeah,
I believe you can. So if you don't, if you miss it the first time, you can catch it on the ITV player. Conversely, if you don't tune into Jam's podcast when it comes on the BDSIR network, you can always listen to it again later on. I mean, it'll always be there. And failing that, you can check it on our Mixcloud, on BDSIR Network's Mixcloud. That's what you have to do. All right. Yeah, man. Big up the World of Sport, people, there, man. I will be tuning in. Well, will I? I might be. Depends where I'm. I should be around for episode 3, man.
If not, ITV player, Michael, like you've just said.
Yeah, but something like that I like to watch live because I know what I'm like. You know, I know what I'm like. You know what I mean? If I'm not around to watch it when it comes on, I'm not likely to catch up on it. Saying that, I do want to give a quick shout out to Wardle. You know what I mean? Yes, the dude, Joe, that still hasn't launched
his own show.
He still hasn't launched his own show. Yeah, that's right. He did check. He did tell me. He says, "Yo, you want to check for NXT? You know, check for NXT." Because of some dude named Keith Lee, he's supposed to be an official bad man, and he could be champion in like 2 years' time. So I checked for it, and I saw Vanessa Bourne. I was like, oh snap, because I remember her from Mae Young Classic and everything. And I seen her, and she was fighting some Brazilian chick named Tayana. And then the winner goes to the Mae Young Classic, which Tayana did win. I was like, yeah, man, now that's good. But then I saw Keith Lee, I was like, oh shit.
I haven't checked out yet, but I've heard the hype.
Keith Lee.
He's a big, big man.
He's a big man. He's deceivingly good. When you look at him, he doesn't look like much at all. It looks like a blubbering fool. But the man can move.
See, think of a more agile Mark Henry.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it.
Yeah. A more agile Mark Henry, like,
if Mark Henry and Big E had a baby.
That would be a freakishly beautiful creature.
Stop it!
Strong too.
Stop it! I saw the man fight, I was like, oh shit. Yeah, man, that guy's going on with things, man. It's worries for the likes of Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil, man. I'm telling you that right now, man, because he looks like, to be honest with you, he looks like a dude that he's not gonna last long in NXT, you know. He's gonna be caught up quite quickly. But what do I know? I'm not Mr. NXT. I'm just saying, but me did watch it looking for Keith Lee. I found Vanessa Bourne, and that's what happened. They got their Brooklyn Takeover pay-per-view all come up as well, so, you know what I mean, that's looking good, but it's not likely people will be covering that on next week's show. Not likely. Okay, then again, will we? Depends what sort of time we got. I don't know, I'm not sure. But anyway, that's NXT, man. Yo, let's get to the real shit, man. Raw, SmackDown, Serial Killer, speak.
Gotta say, I've noticed the last couple of weeks there's not been as many matches on in each show. I think last week SmackDown, I think, only had 3 matches in 2 hours, but there's been a lot of story development over the past few weeks building towards SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's slightly deliberate in terms of just schedule-wise, you know. They've had a very busy schedule this year, which we spoke about the last few months. But there's been some really good stories being told. The Brock Lesnar thing, how they're getting all the fans to turn on Lesnar so that they'll cheer Roman Reigns. If you heard the crowd reactions this week, it's actually starting to work. More people are cheering Roman than booing him now, which is not something I thought would happen.
Mm.
Everyone's now booing the hell out of Brock. Paul Heyman is doing some of the work of his life. Which, you know, again, every week he goes out there and knocks it out of the park. Every single week it's Hall of Fame worthy.
That man.
He Oscar for this week's performance.
That man.
Amazing.
That man. Good God Almighty. That interview. Oh, shit, man. That was incredible, man. Poor head. Yo, I don't care how long he's going to be active or whatever, but WWE. Get this motherfucker in the Hall of Fame next year.
If they were to make a Hollywood film, like not WWE related, if you to make a Hollywood film and you had to have a guy who's that sort of snivelling boss bad guy, you just pick him. You know what I mean? Like you'd cast Paul Heyman in that role and you'd give him an Oscar that is in 6 months' time. You wouldn't think that he wasn't an actor.
Honestly, God, I don't know how come Hollywood hasn't even approached him yet.
Like, you'd cast him in a heartbeat in that sort of role in a film, and he would steal every single scene he's in. He's that good.
Yeah?
Heyman is an unbelievable talent. He's done a fantastic job of
making people turn on Brock. And now all of a sudden it's gone from being, we just get to see Roman have the shit beat out of him, great, to we now just want to see Brock get the shit beat out of him. Which has been a great bit of character work. I'm liking what they're doing with Seth Rollins at the minute. Not so hot on Finn and Corbin, because I don't like the Corbin thing. He just looks like a bitch every week. There's some good stuff with Kirk. There's some good stuff with Ronda. All in all, SmackDown especially, we've got the whole Rusev Day thing. And I'm massively excited for AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. That could be amazing. Samoa Joe going in on AJ Styles last week, and AJ responding this week. There's been a lot of character and story development, and I think it's really building towards a really, really good SummerSlam.
Yeah, man. Yeah. To further add on, the Seth Rollins thing, right? It's great. And I know every time him and Ziggler / McIntyre do their thing in the ring, they kill it. Every week they smash it. I've got a slight problem with this, right? And the last pay-per-view was Extreme Rules, right? They had that 30-minute Iron Man thing. You mean to tell me they're going to go from that to SummerSlam and it's another singles match? Like 1-4. I don't like that.
Tag match, Dean Ambrose coming back, maybe?
The title's on the line, though?
I think it's building up Dean Ambrose's return, because it's the only way it makes sense to me. Like, McIntyre tries to get involved and interfere, and Dean Ambrose comes out and gets McIntyre, and it's the only way it makes sense to have this match, personally.
So it is purposely built up for a one-on-one contest between Ziggler and Rollins to trigger the return of my man, Ambrose.
Yeah, through McIntyre.
Fairly sure.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah. Because I was looking at it and thinking, where's the ladder at? To be honest with you, I'm thinking, where's the ladder at? They just had an Iron Man match. So, the single...
We could still get a build. We could still get a build for a ladder match.
Yeah, there's still 1 week left. They could throw the ladder in the last minute. They could. Absolutely. I do agree with you. But I'm telling you this, Serial Killer. If it's a one-on-one normal singles match between Rollins and Ziggler, and as good as it may be, once again, I'm not interested. To me, that's boring. I just had an Iron Man match. Why give me another singles match for? That's just me. You know what I mean?
I completely get where you're coming from, but I'm almost certain there'll be a stipulation added.
The better be. That's all I've got to say about that. Corbin and Balor. To me, Balor, you got to send for the demon. Because that's just like Ziggler and Rollins. If this is just another normal match at SummerSlam, you versus Corbin, again, I'm not interested. Send for the demon, do something. Because that's boring.
You do mean that. You won't say Demon again. Demon has gone.
You reckon?
Yeah, I don't think we'll see Demon again.
The thing is, I can believe that from Joe, you know. Because I suspected they tried to kill off the Demon aspect of Finn Balor, you know what I mean? And the time I realised that was WrestleMania. Because that's when he started doing the whole rainbow, the Finn Balor for everyone, you know, representing for the LBTG crew and everything. And... That's when I realised, because WrestleMania, you send for the demon, that's standard. WrestleMania coming was normal. I was like, uh-oh.
Or maybe for once, they're reserving an aspect of a character for a bigger occasion. You know,
what's bigger than me?
No, but, you know, like, a very big rivalry, like your Mankind Undertaker Hell in a Cell moment, sort of very, very special thing where it just comes out to make an occasion feel bigger. Because, you know, the Mania thing with... Was it Rollins and The Miz?
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like a heated rivalry, was it? It was
true.
It had a lot of comedy aspects to it, right?
Yeah.
So this is WrestleMania. You know, it's Finn versus, I don't know, for argument's sake, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Universal Championship, for example. You know, have the history of
the Demon beat Kevin Owens for the NXT Championship and have Owens just beat the crap out of him for a few weeks and then, you know, bring the Demon back, and we'd go so mad for it. So ready to see the Demon, it'd have a lot more impact.
Yeah.
I'd like to play it.
I do understand that as well. I do understand that 100%. It's got to be heated. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be really bad before the Demon has to come out. So
but it's a Stephanie McMahon factor, isn't it? Finn is playing the character that Stephanie McMahon wanted. She wanted Finn to be like a lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual mascot, pretty much.
Yeah. True. But I thought, yeah, because I, from what I heard, Triple H was up with it. Was like, hold on. You're taking away this whole, do you know what he does when his eye opens the world and all that shit, right? Triple H was like, yo, you don't try and kill that off. That's the whole point of Finn Balor, man. You know what I mean? You might as well turn his name back to Prince Devitt. If you're gonna do that shit. You know what I mean? You already got the Velveteen Dream and shit. You know what I mean? He can do the LBTG shit very easily. He's doing it right now. Matter of fact, Blood Clark, man. I thought he could do the LBTG thing and still turn into the Demon on a special occasion. You know what I mean? That's what I thought, but I don't know, man. Below Corbin, we'll see what happens this week on Raw. We'll see. You know what I mean? We'll see where it goes from there, man, definitely. Is there anything else to cover on Raw before we move on to SmackDown? Because, boy, Raw, for what it was worth, I thought Raw was good.
Yeah, also, yes, in the chapter of Braun and Kevin Owens. Gotta love them.
That was really, so funny.
I really love that whole Money in the Bank element, man. I really do that. You know what I mean? There's a chance that Kevin Owens could actually win it and completely switch everything up, man. Like, seriously, I've been talking to people off the grid, you know what I mean, online and everything. I'm like, you know what? I'm not too sure this... Because everyone's expecting a cash-in at SummerSlam. So part of me is hoping it doesn't happen. Just to hold the suspense, man. I'm not... I don't know.
It's almost too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. But I will say this, man. After Heyman's performance, people, you need to watch that match, yo. I don't business what you think of Brock Lesnar. I don't care what you think of Roman Reigns. Well, I do care to a degree, but you need to watch that match. You need to see, because something is going down. I don't mean, it could be a Money in the Bank cash, it could be anything. Something's going to happen. That's my word, man. That's my word. You know, you need to watch that match, man. And I, personally, I'm invested. I am compelled to see that shit. Well done, WWE. Well done. You nailed it with that one, man.
Do you know when Roman Reigns was, like, shaking everybody's hands and that girl pulled her hand away?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she make herself look like a total cunt?
Well,
you can say, look at that arm. She's not like a Paul Schilling, is she? You can say she's a bit, you know.
She's short of a picnic.
Yeah. Mother shagged her uncle. That's it. That's like, you know, if you've got that type of background, child, don't draw attention to yourself.
Let me tell you something, Joe. I'll tell you two things about that. One, the girl's ugly. Because I looked at her, got off, you are ugly, man, god damn. But you paid your money, you paid your ticket. So what you did, okay. You paid your money, you paid your ticket. I can't be too mad at you for it. The second thing I can say, Joe, is I did something similar. But I did that at a PWL show, I'm sure I did. You know, the face...
Who did you do it to?
I can't remember. It wasn't Mr. Selfie, because Mr. Selfie...
That would have been hilarious.
Good try, Joe. No. Good try, Joe. Now, what it was... I can't remember who the guy was. I can't remember who the good guy was. It was a long time ago. Before Mr. Selfie even got involved. Big up to Mr. Selfie, by the way. And he was going around doing his usual babyface thing, high-fiving the people, and I did the exact same thing what that ugly girl did. And I'm going to put my hand out and then, whoa, I don't think so. I might have felt, it felt a bit away, it felt a bit shameful. So that's why I can't be too mad at that.
There's a difference to doing it in a shitty little working men's club to doing it on national television. Do you get what I'm saying? All I'm saying is the bitch has web tools.
Oh, shit. You know, it kind of reminds me of, the time when there was one dude, he was wearing a Cena sock shirt or something like that, and John Cena was standing next to him like, yeah, what are you going to do? And my man couldn't do nothing. Cena just trolled his ass right there and then. See, that's what Double R needs to start doing, man. Double R needs to start fucking with these fans for jokes. Because this wishing of a heel turn, I'll be shocked if Roman Reigns turned evil. I will be legitimately shocked. Because as far as I can see, that dude ain't turning evil for nobody. It's not going to happen. Vince is not going to allow it. Forget it.
He'd be such a good monster heel, though. Just go out and just put people in a bin every week. He'd be really good at it. He'd be really good at just being that twat heel. Kind of like Triple T in the early 2000s, and he fought without the hammer.
Oh no!
Just that guy you really, really want to see get battered every week. That guy you cannot stand. Like, you know, he could be that guy. He could be that guy.
I'm having difficulty trying to put myself in a hater's shoes because I can't see anything to hate about Roman. I really can't. I just can't see it. I get it, but I don't get it at the same time.
I could beat somebody big mad on Twitter for pointing out that Roman Reigns did a better spear than Edge.
Whoa!
I like the Bobby Lashley spear. The Bobby Lashley spear on Roman Reigns where he nearly turned him inside out. That was great.
But if you go in the history of spears, Roman Reigns, technical wrestling ability, does a better spear than Edge, because Edge wasn't really a spear.
Also, Roman's got a lot more weight to put behind it as well.
Yeah, true.
Make it look better.
The whole point of a spear is you turn your body into a spear. You have to be straight. Edge could never pull it off. It's like a run and fly and tackle. He did. What a lot of them do, Bill Goldberg couldn't hit a proper spear on a regular basis. And Roman Reigns is one of the few wrestlers that could.
You see, Roman Reigns now, that dude, right, I ain't seen nobody else, say, run down a ramp and then spear someone just like that on impact. I don't recall anyone else doing something like that. And it looks good.
Yeah, great. No question.
I don't recall. And I see what you're saying with Edge as well. Like, Edge's spear looks kind of weak because of his frame.
That too, because he's quite lanky, isn't he?
Yeah, for Crew, because you had Goldberg doing the spear, and it looks solid. It looks like, oh, shit!
Goldberg's technically not correct. And this how much of a geek I am. I'd say there's two people can regularly hit it correctly. That's Roman Reigns and a young Rhino.
Oh, Rhino flipping out.
Hagen still pulled one off.
Rhino's spear was so good that I couldn't even call it a spear. It was a go! And you felt
it would
that
be like being hit by a truck, though, wouldn't it? It'd be like being hit by a double-decker bus.
Oh, God, it's got to hurt. I don't care what you say. That's going to knock the wind right out of you, like.
Yeah.
But there's no way of taking that without it hurting. There just isn't.
Rhino, yeah, man. Rhino spear, Lord of God. I felt it each and every time. I felt it. I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Ribs broke. So I do gotta agree. I did like Rhino's spear, You know what I mean? They couldn't even call it a spear after that. They had to call it a gore. That's how bad it was.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, man. And still no sign of Chad Farber. I thought he would have been on today, but there you go.
To the week.
Oh, stop it!
Yes, big bitch of the week. Matt, is he your bitch of the week?
Yeah. Oh dear. You can't call him that! You cannot call him that!
No,
if we do it, he might show up, because you know the rule with Chad. If you mention him enough times, he shows up.
Or if you mention someone, like, if you mention something related, like, loosely related to Chad, then he turns up. That's how it usually works.
Before we move on to SmackDown, please tell me both of you guys saw the first episode of the new series of Camp WWE.
Oh,
bloody
hell. Did
you see the clip I put in our private group chat? I'll explain to the listeners in a second. Did either of you see it?
Not yet.
Oh, it's amazing. To cut a long story short, they're looking for some of the WWE legends around the camp. And I think the little mini scene asks about Ric Flair. And Vince McMahon goes, oh, that's it. I think Big Show couldn't tie his shoelaces.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I've just seen Ric Flair helping out an ambulance. And it just cuts to a scene of Ric Flair standing on the back of a moving ambulance. Or is this moving fire truck? And he goes, woo! I absolutely died. I wasn't expecting it at all. Just wasn't expecting that little beauty. It's just so fucking good. Is there anything about Ric Flair in Camp WWE? He just takes the piss out of himself, which I absolutely love. It's just so funny.
But it's
the one where he's in bed with a blow up doll.
You know what it is? It's funny, but the way how we spun it, thanks to Shad with his Ric Flair files, it's even funnier.
It's just amazing. Just Ric Flair, just being Ric Flair. It's great.
SmackDown! Oh, yeah, I'm glad you guys wanted to mention SmackDown. I nearly forgot about it, man. Shit! Yes, I watched SmackDown, and SmackDown, I loved it, as per usual. You know what I mean? You know me, I'm a SmackDown guy each and every time. Holy smokes! Joe, do you want to go first, since you mentioned SmackDown?
I did watch SmackDown! Down.
Good God Almighty.
SummerSlam coming up, right?
Mm.
I've got an excitement, but I know it's going to be fucked up, so it's a weird thing. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy could be the greatest match we've ever seen.
Whoa, Mothra!
Randy Orton's going to interfere and fuck it up. Instead of just letting us have the pure beauty that could be Shinsuke and Jeff, Randy Orton's going to fuck it up.
On a serious note, it could be an absolutely excellent match.
It could be amazing.
Yeah,
if Randy Orton keeps that out of the way.
Yeah, it's one of them ones, man. It's one of them ones where, yeah, it could be a wicked match for Drew, and then Randy Orton comes and spoils it at the end. Or I'd rather them have a wicked match, regardless of who the champion is, and then Randy Orton comes in afterwards. Then I wouldn't mind that, you know what I mean? But Randy Orton seems to have a problem with Jeff. Well, not so much with Jeff Hardy. According to him, it's us, the fans. Because many of us call him Blandy Borton and shit like that. So he's taking it out of...
He is fucking boring, though. Do you know what I mean? Randy Orton could fuck off to Impact. I wouldn't fucking miss him.
Oh, shit.
The fuck is harsh as hell, but he is boring as fuck. Wrestler. He's got a very limited moveset.
He's so much better now he's a heel. So much better now he's become a heel.
Yeah. Randy Orton needs to be a heel. We knew that off his younger days. We've had the best of Randy Orton. Now what we're left at is like fucking... He's just like, meh.
Well, he's just so much better as just a psychopath.
Yeah. I mean, that's
you want,
When he feuded with Undertaker and he was just being a mentalist. That's the Randy Orton we need. The one who's just running around being a bit nuts.
Yeah.
He's at his best. And he's just being like an amplified version of himself, which is a bit of a dick by his own admission. That sort of thing.
That's the whole idea behind his entrance music. I hear voices in my head and they talk to me and they tell me to do things and that's the whole idea. I mean, that is Randy Orton.
All respect for Randy Orton when his wife shared a picture of him with a face mask on calling him daddy. At that point, I was like, no, that's some weird fucking interbreeding that. No.
Stop it.
Any woman that calls her partner daddy has got fucking issues. If I called Terry daddy, he would slap me and I would fucking deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that is kind of ill in the grand scheme of things, man. But, you know what I mean? If it was a Puerto Rican chick now calling me puppy, now that's a different matter altogether. I'm just like, God damn! But
I think Joe should just start up like a woman's advice line. Just real talk, no shit.
Oh, no!
Could you imagine?
Oh, God.
Well, the thing is, when I hear a woman call her partner daddy, I just think to myself, what the fuck did your father do when it was time for your bedtime story?
Oh, lady? Shit.
I'm sorry, but that's how it is. So now I'm beginning to think Randy Orton's wife was abused by her father and had serious issues, and Randy Orton just ain't having the issue. Randy Orton just needs to go to Impact. He's just eating fucking bore off now.
Join Chris Jericho and shit and go to Impact.
He's not
going to
make the guy. He just needs the money.
I don't think we'll see Jericho in Impact.
Nah, no way.
Oh, man.
Unless he just uses them to promote the cruise of Jericho. Which would be quite funny. Just pretend to go to Impact and just...
The rumors are strong on that one. Word up, man. But yeah, man, I want to continue on with SmackDown. You know what I mean? Not for much longer though. Still, good God Almighty! Once again, just like Double R and Brock Lesnar, just like what's her name, Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss, Daniel Bryan and The Miz. You want to see this match? You need to see this match. After what I saw when Miz running his mouth and the centerpiece of Mrs. and then Daddy Bryan come and beat out his blood clot and beat up the security and then the Miz come from behind and lick him down with the vase and... You know, yo, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to see a wrestling match. Fuck that. I want to see a straight up fight, man. This is personal. This has been brewing up from how long?
It's the normal one-on-one, but you know it's going to build over the multiple different stipulations. It's going to get brutal at some point.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Like this, boy, flip it out. The way this is going, I mean, it's not predictions until next week, but Ms. Danny Bryan, I can't see a winner at the moment. I'm telling you now, this is going to go out of hand fast. The way they're doing it, I'm like, oh shit! They draw out the history, take it back to the old ass NXT. They took back all the history. This is like a WrestleMania quality storyline for true. No wonder Shadow's like, they should build this up until WrestleMania. Nah, I think they've done it now. I think they've pulled the trigger at the right moment here. Like, this has been built up for too long.
The great thing with it is, like, we can keep it going because there's enough to it.
Yeah.
There's enough to it to keep it going.
I think
I'd love to see it reach the pinnacle at Mania and have, like, a Head in a Cell or a Last Man Standing or Iron Man. Something like that would be really, really good.
I'm saying yeah, but no. I can see it continuing on, definitely. But I can't see it going past Royal Rumble. Because, bottom line, Daniel Bryan wants to be World Wrestling Federation champion. The only way him and The Miz can continue on to as far as WrestleMania is if either one of them becomes the World Wrestling Federation champion by that time. That's the only way. So if
I would have no objection to The Miz becoming SmackDown champion.
Yeah, because
he has worked so hard the last 2 years.
The Miz could do it again. Definitely, The Miz can do it again. Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because now I'm starting to think The Miz could be the one to take the belt from AJ Styles to us.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah, it could go on to that. It could go on as far as it can. But to me, the title eventually has to get involved. Like for real. Right now, they're okay as it is, man. But
do you know how it's gonna end? We all know how it's gonna end.
How is it gonna end, Joe?
Daniel Bryan is going to be back out on injury. Okay? He's never been quite the same. He'll get injured again. The whole storyline, Miz will run out on the storyline of, I put Daniel Bryan in a wheelchair, or I ended Daniel Bryan's career. He'll dine out on that for at least a year.
How do you mean? Remember, Matt, back in the days when Mick Foley, his career ended by Triple H. Triple H kept that shit going for a good few years, man. I ended Mick Foley's career, and every single time, and I'm not really that much of a Mick Foley fan, but every single time Triple H said that back then, I used to get angry. I used to think, fuck you, Triple H, fuck you. Every time he used to keep saying, I ended Mick Foley's career, and he kept it going for about a good few 3-4 years, he kept that shit going. That used to annoy the shit out of me. That was when I was young, man. But you're right, Joe, yeah, it's true. Yo, The Miz could carry that shit on for a long time.
And Daniel Bryan, you have to admit, he's not the same Daniel Bryan pre-injury.
Well, he's only really been given a big cast to work with so far. Like, in terms of matches, I'm sure if he comes up with someone who can actually fucking wrestle and give him a good match, we'll be able to see a lot more from him.
I think this is WWE's way of like easing him in, don't put him in no big matches. Like when he came back, he was with Shane McMahon, and then they put him into some stupid matches with big cast just to warm him up a little bit. Then the team up with Kane, you know what I mean? But this is like his real big feud right now. This real big shit with The Miz. So yeah, I think they was basically conserving his energy and all that, and his health and all that for this moment right here. I believe that's what that was, man. Like seriously, because we know that the WWE have always been concerned for Daniel Bryan's health and his well-being. Or maybe it's because of the Monday and Total Bellas. But I'm not gonna mention that because Joe will get angry. And last week Joe got angry, man. I was like, that's the first time I heard Joe get really angry. I was like, oh shit, I was starting to tremble sitting here, man. I was like, Lord God, don't get Joe angry, star. yo.
Yeah, I think I full on shouted at the chat as well.
You really get
it?
Ah, ha 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 ha. It was about Peter Piles.
Ah, fair enough. I imagine
you
got quite impassioned.
What annoys me is when people say, oh, such and such is a paedophile. Technically, no, it's just a total misunderstanding of what a paedophile actually is. And I think it's wrong to accuse somebody of being that. And it kind of went on from there and escalated where I was like, proper shouting, and Terry, my dad's eyes, and Terry was like, what the fuck were you shouting at? I was like, I was shouting at Chad, he was like, you've totally got PMT. And I was like, I know, I hate the world.
Yo, Joe went off last week, and I was like, Ross, even I was feeling. I've never seen Chad put in his place like that. That does not happen. Holy shit, man. Yo, that was crazy. Anyway, yeah, man, SmackDown was good, man. Danny Bryan, Shinsuke, all that good stuff. Carmella, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, well done. Bravo, bravo, people, bravo. MVP of the week, serial killer!
Just quickly, it's not just an emphasis on Becky Lynch again, I'm obviously a big fan of her.
She's your girl, man.
Yeah, I was super disappointed when they hired Charlotte in that match.
Yeah, that was a bit of a bummer, gotta say.
Yeah, I get why.
Yeah, because you have to have the Queen, but at the end of the day, you know, Becky deserves it, just let Becky have it. You're going into Evolution, or whatever the fuck they're calling it. Charlotte can have a moment there. Just let Becky have a little moment, bless her.
True, man, true. Because I love her, both Becky and Charlotte, man, and to have Charlotte inserted in a match, I was like, oh dear. But yeah, we've got less than 15 minutes here, okay? Like MVP of the week, BH of the week.
Ooh, MVP of the week, Paul Heyman.
It has to be, right? It has to be.
I don't have to explain it to anybody.
It has to be, man. Paul
Oscar
Heyman.
Oscar winner.
Oscar winner. Paul Heyman.
Of a lifetime.
Dude, you... Hollywood's going to be contacting you, man, I'm telling you. Hollywood's going to be contacting
Heyman
that man.
Phenomenal.
I'll put him in the Hall of Fame next year, man, word up. I'm telling you now, put that motherfucker in the Hall of Fame. I don't care how long he's got to go in the WWE, man. I'll put that motherfucker in the Hall of Fame. Man, what everything he's achieved is just incredible, man. Absolutely incredible. Obviously, you agree with this, Joe.
Yeah, definitely.
I gotta agree as well, man. But I've gotta give an honorary MVP. Yeah, an honorary MVP mention to R-Truth.
That was awesome.
R-Truth, man. Holy smokes! Now his promo, his interview promo, that threw Rene off. It threw Shinsuke off. It even threw Ty Dillinger off.
Want a match with you at SummerSlam for that?
How am I gonna do that?
Same way everyone else does. I'm gonna pin Carmella.
Huh?
I don't know if R-Truth was trying to say something there or what, or it was completely random, but that was funny. And then he went in against Shinsuke Nakamura in the match, and he still got it at 46 years old. He ain't supposed to be doing all that shit. And he even mocked Shinsuke, he was like, come on! I was like, oh shit, man.
It was really nice to see.
Year in, year out, R-Truth has been a solid performer. And that's my argument. It was always my argument with Wardle. Not everybody needs a title.
He was like, I'm being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to entertain people. That's my job.
Yeah.
He's
a solid performer, year in, year out. And he's somebody you want in your stable. He's very much like Goldust.
Yeah.
You can pull them out. You know they're going to give it 100%. So massive, massive recognition to R-Truth.
Shinsuke Nakamura, one of the baddest wrestlers in the world, you know, and R-Truth held his own against him. Went in. I was like, wow. Wow. But that's what I'm saying. Honorable mention going out to R. Had Paul Heyman not do that award-winning performance, that's going to go down in the history books, man, for sure. I think R-Truth would have been MVP of the week, for sure. I would have been certain about it. Serial Killer, bitch of the week!
Ooh. It's a really, really difficult one. Bitch of the week... Jinder Mahal for getting out.
Jinder Mahal, he could have been no one.
The fact that in his match, he was probably the least interesting person out of the four people. Owens, Braun, and Sunil Singh. Jinder was still the least interesting person out of all those people when all the action was going on.
Sunil is always really good at looking like a bitch and being scared.
Yeah.
Braun is Braun, and Kevin Owens running around trying to sneak a briefcase. Just really funny. Like, gotta say, well, that and also didn't Jinder get pinned by Bo Dallas or something on a house show lately? He's gone from being world champion to losing to jobbers and stuff.
Well, that's what you wanted, right? That's what you wanted.
I never got the whole Jinder thing, as you know, when I
kind
of rant about Cringy Mahal.
That was too funny, man. That was too funny.
No, I was just really annoyed.
that was fantastic. That's
bad for me, PFT.
I just had IJS. That's what I had. IJS.
Mm-mm.
Irritable Jinder syndrome.
Oh shit! Jinder Mahal, you know. Oh my lord, that was some funny shit, man. Joe, biatch of the week.
Oh, this is pain.
You know what? I'm gonna jump in with you on that one. I agree, 100%.
Gone from being amazing to NXT, and then just going to show that you can't always hang it on the big stage.
It looked really awkward in his singles match with Titus O'Neil. O'Neil's like just trying to tell him where to go. It looked really bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Then he go back to NXT, I think.
These guys,
have
like...
a bit more time.
Next Paul Heyman guys would be pretty good move for them.
Yeah. Officer.
You have to have now to need more than Paul Heyman. I'd still say. Give Roman Reigns Paul Heyman, because he's got the talent. His mic skills are still a little bit bad. Austin's a pain that looked beyond even Heyman's help.
Or create a super stable. Have Roman go. And obviously, they're never going to turn Roman heel. But if you turned Roman heel, had him with Heyman and the Austin's a pain, that would be pretty beastly.
See, the thing is, even if Roman Reigns was to go with Heyman. Roman Reigns could go with Heyman without even turning heel, you know. He'd be like a Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar came out as Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? He wasn't heel or face. You know what I mean? It was just whatever the situation was. Roman Reigns could fit that mold, and even Paul Heyman admitted if you take it back to WrestleMania 31, before WrestleMania 31 popped off, even Paul Heyman says, "Yo, Roman Reigns, you are that dude, man." You know what I mean? Even I give you ratings. You know what I mean? So even back then, Paul Heyman kind of hinted that you could potentially be a Paul Heyman guy, man, for real. But Authors of Pain. These motherfuckers are called the Authors of Pain. And they're getting bossed off by Titus Worldwide, which is, you know, I mean, hey, it's Titus Worldwide, man. You know what I mean? But like, you're getting bossed off by these guys, man. Like, what the hell, man? And the B team are your world tag team champions. Like, what the fuck is that? What sort of shit is that? I mean, hey, B team that did their thing. A quick mention to the B team, by the way, guys. I did like that shit, to be honest with you. The whole, one of them was going for the tag, and I can't remember, Bo Dallas was going for the tag on the other side. The lights went out. And then the Wyatt shit that happened, and then the comeback, and you had Matt Hardy on one end laughing, you had Wyatt on the other end laughing. I was like, yeah, that was cool. I did like that. That was creative. Never been done before. I did like that shit as well, man. Ready for the chair award?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's a big one, people. I wish I had more time to talk about it and talk shit about it, but real quick, you may have heard about it, you may not have heard about it. It's one of those situations, man. This goes out to at DeadmanInc11 on the Twitter, who recently got his Twitter shut down, right? Because no people reported his bitch ass. You know what I mean? You ugly, no face looking keyboard warrior motherfucker. You dumb ass. Yo, if you don't like Roman Reigns, okay. You don't like Roman Reigns, you're just another one of those people on the bandwagon. You follow fashion, you follow the sheep, you follow the buzzards. I get it, right? If you don't like Roman Reigns, but you don't go on Twitter, right, and say this: I hope Roman's daughter gets shot in her head and raped so that Roman misses SummerSlam. Hashtag fuck Roman Reigns.
That's disgusting.
What sort of shit is that?
Yeah, that's just beyond words, really, isn't it?
You don't do that, man. You know what I mean?
The man that wrote that gets cat ears.
That's some bullshit, man. You know what I mean? I know we're the Jams podcast. I know anything goes on this show. I know we clown Ric Flair and Jim Cornette and people of that nature. And, you know what I mean? But you can tell, obviously you can tell in the tone of our voice, in the context of how we deliver our shit. You know what I mean? It's all jokes. We love Jim Cornette. We love Ric Flair. We love Jimmy Snuka to a degree. You know what I mean? And Fabrice Moulin, lots of shit. But... you know, but you see what I'm saying, though, Joe, right? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Okay?
That is sick as fuck.
Typical, man. Typical. Checked out the photo. You can't see his face. You don't know what he looks like. You want to think for sure? He's an ugly, fat motherfucker. You don't get no pussy, okay? That's some bullshit, man. And Twitter locked him off. No, people reported him. Twitter locked him off. I've checked recently. Oh, sorry, this user does not exist. Try again later. I was like, oh, shit!
What else on wrestling Twitter for reporting them?
Dumb Ross. You know what I mean? It ain't that deep, man. It ain't that deep. You know what I mean? There's certain wrestlers I'm not a fan of. Like, I don't like Paige, I don't like Alexa Bliss, but... You know what I mean? You don't see me going on Twitter and wishing death and this, that, the other on them. That's some bullshit, man. Sort out your shit, man. What the... You know, fuck that, man. Fuck all that, man. Joel's right, man. I hope you get cat AIDS, man. You know what I mean? I hope you get cat AIDS. I hope you get horse AIDS, dog AIDS, whatever AIDS there is, elephant AIDS. I don't give a fuck, man.
Everybody got AIDS.
You low-life motherfucker. That's scum right there, man. Scum.
Get your chair.
No life, man. What the hell, man? Did nothing to you. He did nothing. All he did was come down the stairs and touch the fist to the people, to the fans. And he was wearing his vest and in trousers and to spear and ooh. No, man. Disgusting, man. That shit is disgusting. Yo, we're out of time, people. You know what I mean? Next week is the big one, people. I wish we could be at the Beats of Our Music Project, but boy, someone beat me to it. You know, booking the studio and all that stuff, man. So, boy. You know what I mean? We're just gonna keep it in the comfort of our own homes. You know what I mean? Ed Buhor of the Smack Talk Center might be joining us as well. And maybe Icy Fresh. I know last time I chatted to them, they was down for it, but that was when I was trying to book the studio. But anyway, that's how it's going, man. My name's Grant Bonnie P. Worldwide DJ Coalition. He's been the serial killer. You know what I mean? I hope to see you more often, but you know, I know he's helped all the time he could be on the show, but enough respect for coming through. Joanne, yo, girl, the Ultimate Angle Award winner, tells it like it is, man. You need to set up a line, man. You need to set up, not a set line, you need to set up a tell it like it is line. You know what I mean? Auntie Joe, tell it like it is, man.
Chad, who didn't show, now has the name Captain Come Quick.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
For next week's show, that is punishment for not turning up.
Oh my God!
Next week's show.
Joe, you sure you didn't want, you know, a steak medium well with a baked potato and steamed broccoli?
He didn't show up this week tonight to give him the chance to show up. So, Shad, next week, and you will do it. He will not be referred to as Shad. It will be Captain Come Quick, and that is how you will introduce a Michael Grant.
Hey, my hands are clean, man. You know what I mean? Word up. And they are clean.
We could call him Shad Lesnar.
Shad Lesnar.
Maybe a little bit nicer than Captain Come Quick, but
you know,
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Yeah, I'm keeping out of this one, man. Word up, man. We out! Until next enjoy the world of sport, man. You know what I mean? I know we will. Peace. We out.